you put that on there so that you'll be able to read it.
Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 6 o'clock on Wednesday, May 17th. This meeting is with Tampa Airport Authority Board of Directors. It is open. Roll call, please.
Chairman Woods.
Here.
Vice Chairman Law.
Here.
Treasurer Heath is absent. Secretary Holland is absent. Director Duquette.
Present.
Present. So we have a quorum.
Okay. We do have a quorum. So public input as pertains to this evening's minutes. Okay, I'll take that as a no. Let's see. So minutes. Approval of the NAA public minutes of April 19, 2023.
Before the motion approved April 19, 2023 minutes.
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion on approving the next month's minutes?
I will just communicate that Dave, he provided some additional information. 28,000 of the 44,000 of the grounds maintenance, the building grounds maintenance for the.
Brian.
What's that? Minutes?
Yeah.
Minutes.
I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm
looking
to move.
Follow
it.
I like
you
it.
Got your second.
Meeting adjourned.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, any discussion before we approve the minutes of last month's meeting? Okay. All in favor of approving last month's minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that motion carries. Now we can do the treasurer's report. So, approval of the March 2023 and April 2023 financial statements subject to audit. So we've been communicating with Director Heath, and let's see, Chris, you have the email.
And I have it here too. If you want.
Yeah, you wouldn't mind.
28,000 of the 44,000 of the buildings and grounds maintenance is for the unbudgeted Weston and Sampson engineering, and an additional $4,500 was spent on the 93 prisoner painting project, $7,000 in the fuel farm maintenance was spent for the tank inspection, and the final payment of $7,000 should be paid in May upon completion. Balance sheet's in order. And we just received the COVID relief grant money. It shows up on the balance sheet, but now we can actually say we have it. So I make a motion to approve the March and April financial report subject to audit.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion on the March and April financial statements?
If I could just add one thing.
Yes.
Brian, when you were talking about the $7,000 still to come for tie-in bond, keep in mind that that wasn't just the tank inspection. It was combined with the SPCC report as well.
Yeah, right. The spill plan.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. All those in favor of approving the March 2023 and April 2023 financial statements subject to audit, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. Communications, we appear to have none during the past month. And reports, our reports. So, for the month of April, 5,418 operations, that's down 153 or 3% versus March, and down 803 or 13% versus April of last year. And year to date, we appear to be off 8%. So, manager's report.
So, like we've discussed in the past, New Hampshire Aviation Museum Flying Barbecue will be held at 81 Perimeter on Saturday, June 17th. It's all been coordinated and sponsored by Nashua Jet. Bob Bird, Mary Parker, and Shane McLaughlin. Tickets can be purchased online for the event. It is a paid event at eventbrite.com, and it runs from between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. It's usually a sold-out event, so if anybody's interested in the barbecue portion of it, get your tickets early. Next event we have this year is the City of Nashville Summer Fund 2023 Wheels and Wings at Nashville Airport, and that is scheduled for September 23rd, 2023. The gentleman that coordinated this entire project with me in the past has moved along to a moved out of Nashville, no longer working for the City of Nashville. So there's a new person in charge, and I've been in touch with her, and we're starting to coordinate things for that. Other items of interest, Continental Paving, at the time when I wrote this, is currently 3 weeks ahead of schedule with Foxtrot Golf Paving Project, looking at an estimated completion date of June 6th. That has changed since last week. As of today, and Nick will talk about this, we're substantially complete. With the exception of a punch list, we did the striping today. So that project moved along at lightning speed, and I would say it came out excellent. Contractors did a fantastic job on that. We'll open up the taxiway. We opened it already, but we'll take the barriers down, and a little more touch-up work here and there in the ramp. I'd say by next week, we'll start moving planes back onto the ramp.
So what's the disposition of the test strip that you have?
Nick, would you like to speak to that?
Yep. So we took additional cores from the first day of production, and that raised the compaction above the test strip requirement. So we considered the entire 2,100 tons that placed that day to the test strip and FAA inspection. So everything is good.
Okay. Thank you.
And Nick, if you want to talk a little more about how the test strip works versus the rest of it, the test strip is held to a higher standard.
It is. So the test strip requirements are approximately 250 tons placed in two consecutive lanes. And the intent is for the contractor to demonstrate their compaction effort for full production data. But the testing requirements are a full percentage point higher on compaction than what the specifications require for full production data. So while the original smaller test that was selected it was accepted with 106% K factor, meaning it's at the higher end of the compaction effort, it did not pass the test strip because of that 1% point bump. Due to that, we sampled some additional cores. Some of the cores fell in the first sublot where compaction was sort of a little bit lower because they were just getting started. So we were able to offset, and again, the cores that were below the test strip requirements still met all the specification requirements of compaction of the full production.
And they actually exceeded that of the full production.
If the FAA allowed for bonuses for the paving, they would have been paid 106% of what they took out. Unfortunately, FAA did not allow that bonus system, so they can basically bankroll those 106s to offset any days of a payment reduction. But that was not necessary. They nailed the compaction on all the payments, so in good shape.
So in a nutshell, the final product, even though the initial test strip didn't meet the criteria, it exceeded what the full production lot was. So we missed it by, what was it, less than a percent?
Oh, it was like the mat compaction was 94.5, and the average was 94.2, so 0.2%.
So a lot of hoopla for nothing. It was perfectly fine from day one. So.
Oh, was it the schedule sandbag, or did they just got really efficient and got done weeks ahead of time?
I think we might have overestimated the effort needed when we wrote the contract to do a 75-day contract.
Yeah, that's good.
So,
a lot of good weather recently, right? Ever since that rain finally stopped.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Once we got rid of the monsoon.
Mm-hmm.
No, the contractors are very efficient, and when they had the opportunities, they went gangbusters on the paving.
Yep.
A lot of trucks.
They probably saved 2 weeks on the paving alone by having two paving crews and then three paving crews when they did the top course. So, I mean, you could easily add at least a week to that.
And not to mention with the three paving crews on the top coat, we eliminated all cold joints. There's only basically one saw cut for the most part on the whole section along the taxi lane, the inner taxi lane. So that's where we're at with that. Again, a punch list, take a few weeks. Once the grass takes, they'll come back and remove the silt socks. Can't remove those until then. We still have to do a little bit of marking on the space numbers out there. Danny and I are going to take care of that. We had a long discussion today about that. It wasn't in the contract. We have to have the space numbers, so we came up with an alternative method. That didn't work so well. Chip, the line painter, Sir Lines a lot. He was going to do it, but unless he had four or five sets of stencils, he couldn't do it. It would have been a mess. So he told us how to do it. Danny and I are going to take care of that. And he gave us some material to do it with. Ty and Bond completed the SPCC plan, as I already mentioned. It's been submitted to the EPA. I did receive a response from the EPA, which I'm still reviewing. Something that I have to respond to the EPA about the fuel tank inspection within 45 days. April 28th, met with Nick Ippolito at Nashua Airport. We selected three potential locations for the FAA's tower sighting study. Nick will talk a little bit more about tower sighting study in his turn. You had to give them at least three sighting locations. And if you didn't, they'd only review two, so that's why we gave them three. The reality is, and Nick will talk more about this, the general area we're looking at is behind this building. From here, out to Perimeter Road, there's a lot of land in here that's available. Right in front of the pilot shop, we think, is the best location, but this will all be determined by the FAA. May 5th, met with the FAA, New Hampshire DOT, and Gale Associates for our tower sighting discovery meeting. There's a lot of meetings to do with this. It was essentially a scoping meeting. And today, myself and Brian Bean met with, Brian's the tower chief, met with National Fire Rescue personnel, discussed Nashua Airport emergency responses and communications. They recently set a radio up, at the top of Kessler Farms. And it's strictly to receive communications from the airport, and then they can transmit those communications directly to their radio frequencies in case of an emergency. Dispatch can monitor and all the units can monitor. They can't transmit because the radiation band frequencies, but they felt and we felt that it was important for them to hear all the communications and what was going on. We discussed emergency procedures, when the tower is closed, what their protocol should be, who they call first, second, third, and et cetera. Very productive meeting. One more thing to note, we know that there's an ongoing PFAS investigation, and recently the National Fire Department has removed all of the firefighting foam that contains the PFAS chemical from the fire station over here on Pine Hill Road. They're also a collection site for the state. And now, instead of having it here, it's contained in the basement of the East Hall Street Fire Department until they can find a place to dispose of it. And so currently, what we have for firefighting foam available are 9 5-gallon buckets of this solution. And I said, 9 5-gallon buckets, is that like throwing 5 gallons on the fire? He said, no, it'll mixed with, I think it was up to 130 gallons of water. And between the 9 buckets, that was more than what was on that truck that they kept full all the time anyway. So we're temporarily covered until the state makes them remove that, and they don't know what the new chemical is going to be yet. But they're working on it, and Chief Buxton said he'll keep me involved and informed. Any questions?
Crickets. Okay. So that brings us to interpreting here. Good evening. Nick Ippolito, Gale Associates, the recording. We're administering my project on behalf of the authority.
The first one on the agenda here is the rehabilitation taxiway Alpha, the construction only phase of that. The original grant application was submitted to NHDOT on March 8, 2023. However, due to a change order with the golf ramp project that would move work from the Alpha project, it became necessary to resubmit the grant application. That was resubmitted on May 4th. And the most current correspondence I have from NHDOT, which is May 11th, indicated that the funding request currently sits with the FAA and grant timing will depend on when FAA receives those funds. The contractor that did golf ramps is also the contractor on taxiway Alpha, so in an ideal scenario, they would be able to move right on to that, but we still have not received funding, so there's going to be some form of pause, whether that is later this year or into next year. Again, it will depend on the FAA. So the recommended actions, I have none at this time.
Nick, can you talk about the email that we received about the matching funds on this,
yes,
please?
Because this grant is going to be issued as a fiscal year 2023 grant, and there is no program at the FAA level to account for the missing 10% of the non-federal share, NHDOT indicated that the Taxiway Alpha grant will have a local share of 5%. I know this is unseen, so the board may, depending on the timing, want to approach city council and request those matching funds in time for a 2023 construction season, or if it goes to 2024, then you have the normal funding cycle request.
So my plan is to meet with John Griffin to start. And I'll do that before the week's out.
So they're only looking for the 5% local, not the 5% state? The state, and then I would implying that the state would match the 5%.
Oh, okay.
Any other questions?
Does this also require government council approval, the one,
yes,
that we were talking about? That
when the grant is offered,
yeah,
Federal Finance comes back and then begins that clock for the government council approval. Usually about a month. The next project is the golf and foxtrot ramp project. Construction is underway. At the time of this meeting, the contract is in day number 38 of 75. And like Chris's update, the contract's progress date indicates work will be completed during the first week in June. Well, now we know that the contract is able to accelerate that further, and the ordinance substantial completion notice being issued tomorrow with a final inspection on Monday of next week. Between the last meeting and now, I've received approval of change order one, which removed work from Taxiway Alpha and added it to the golf ramp project. And I guess I've already touched on everything else. Prior to reopening, I had recommended that Chris had the only person who can open and close facilities on the airport. Conduct a walkthrough with Lee Gang to check for fog and make sure there's nothing that needs to be addressed prior to opening it. So we're available to assist with that if you need to have us up. As far as recommended actions, I have none at this time. Any questions on golf? Project number three is the relocation of the AWOC. At the time I brought this up, the FAA's reimbursable agreement should be forthcoming based on discussion with FAA during the scoping meeting. The agreements are pending one final approval. I'm happy to report that yesterday morning that reimbursable agreement was submitted to Chris, and I received a copy of it. One thing of note is they did not include any construction phase services in that reimbursable agreement. They usually have to separate their design effort from their construction effort because it's two different divisions of FAA. So So my one comment to the agency was that the construction phase reimbursable agreement will need to be prepared and submitted prior to applying for the grant to fund that project, because we need to know all those costs before applying. So we'll work with the FAA to get the construction phase reimbursable going, and hopefully by the time we have to sign out the bid, that agreement can be in place to even apply for the grant next year. Any questions on the AWOS side?
Nick, I'd like to get together with you before the end of the week to discuss that a little more, too.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Anything specific for us?
No, we'll just go over the documents that were sent from Sonia.
Okay, understood. Project number four is the land acquisition. During the January authority meeting, the authority voted an authorized sale with an appraiser and a new appraiser to commence work on the acquisition of one parcel, that being the tree parcel over on the Darrell did solicit those proposals, and on May 10th, 2023, the city attorney confirmed that a formal offer letter to the seller to be presented on May 10th. Gail prepared that letter and circulated for signature via DocuSign. So that went to the authority chair and the seller. As of May 11th, it has been signed by the chair and airport manager. There's a matter of title insurance in favor of the buyer, which for the purchase and sale shall be requested by the seller and buyer within 10 days after the execution of the purchase and sale agreement. The city attorney is aware and suggested this can be sorted out later if necessary. It's a matter of title insurance for FAA guidance, direct discretion, and response of the attorney. So recommended actions are to follow up with the seller if the purchase and sale agreement has not yet been executed.
So if I could fill you in a little bit, the offer letter was sent to Mr. Kamel, and he came back, and it's not what he was asking for, and so we're seeking an administrative settlement at the moment.
Yep. So the administrative settlement is what's prescribed in the AIB handbook, and it is within 10%. So if all parties agree on that administrative settlement, then we can submit that to the agency for their approval.
So when you say it is in 10%, you're talking here
the difference between the offer and the ask. Yes.
And we're still waiting for some response from the city of Nashua as well in regards to that.
Any questions on that project? And the final project is the tower sighting study. A project discovery meeting held on Friday, May 5th, to officially scope the project on that day. Based on discussions during this meeting, we now know that in order to receive grant funding in a timely fashion, a grant application must be submitted to FAA by June 10th, 2023. We have prepared a draft scope of work and submitted it to NHDOT and FAA, as well as the authority for review and comments, and pending any changes by the review comments, we'll move to the IFT process. Gail can provide contact information for up to three IFT providers on the site. The overall sighting study takes approximately 18 months to complete. The actual study is approximately 6 months from commencement to completion. However, due to a backlog of similar studies at other airports, the FAA's lead time to starting the project is about 3 years. So recommended actions are upon receipt of the documents, please obtain IFT services. And we can move forward. Yeah. Any questions on the site? All right. That's it for the engineer's update. Although I do have one sort of general update, we received the survey back for the NI aviation hangars. We are beginning design on that hangar for hangars this week. We've also put Anai in contact with the architect, with the Finnegan Cree, who can assist him with sort of pulling together all the high-end features. Okay, thank you, Nick. So let's see, bring this to committees. We have no committees at this time. Old business, Greg Leeson, City Aviation for Hangar Development.
Greg Lee's off the tape. We are still just in the mode of working out the land up there and just straightening out the actual parcels of the land. It's Chris and I are working together with SNU and the city, so just working through that process. Meanwhile, I'm speaking to a lot of potential anchor tenants with a lot of interest. This is once we get all the bureaucracy out of the way, this is going to hit the ground pretty hard and pretty fast. So.
Sure. So in terms of the land, we submitted paperwork to the representatives of SNU, amendments to the lease to allow them to, so we could release them from their obligation to lease on the two green spaces. And that's basically what Infinity Greg is waiting on. As soon as we get those released, then he and Gail Associates can take this to the City Planning Board, realign the lots, and then form a lease. And as we've already discussed in the past, the lease rates were already established, and standard leases will be put forth in the 2020. So it's basically, as soon as we can get SNU to sign these documents, we can move forward.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Greg. Anybody have questions for Greg? Okay, moving on. No new business on tonight's agenda. Upcoming events. Chris has already mentioned the Aviation Museum Flying Barbecue on June 17th and Lewis and June on September 23. And that brings us to public input before we close out the meeting. Going once, going twice. Okay. Director's comments. I'll start with Brian.
None. I'm good.
Well, I'm pretty impressed with the case of the pavement project. Foxy Golf. That's going really, really well.
Think they probably had a little bit more time to request those EIL funds to fund Fox Truck. But being that it's complete and that grant's still not in place, Continental can do this. Hopefully that puts a little bit more of a hard to find issue with the EIL funds for Fox Run.
And that would be on our friends at Paradox?
FAA.
Okay. Okay. So, anyway, Joe?
Thanks to the team as usual. No problem.
Okay. So adjournment to non-public session pursuant to RSA 91-A-3-2D, consideration of the acquisition, sale, or lease of real or personal property. Motion to adjourn to executive session.
Motion. Support.
Second. Okay. This would be a roll call vote. Chris?
Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to executive session. Thank you.